Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Newman. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Washington. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Van Gorder. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Griffin. And now, play ball. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wiggins moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken catches it and throws to first to double up Brunansky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Van Gorder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gorder takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Gorder moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Gorder scores. Wiggins moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0 for 1 in the game. Davidson hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into center field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Van Gorder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gorder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Van Gorder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins strikes out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi is hit by the pitch. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Newman reaches second base with a double. Lombardozzi moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush is walked intentionally. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Gladden now playing left field. Tom Brunansky now playing right field. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken bunts in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Van Gorder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gorder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Van Gorder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Van Gorder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-3 in the game. Davidson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy bunts in front of the plate. Laudner fields it and throws to first for the out. Knight moves to second. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knight moves to third. Two outs. Mike Young pinch hits for Ken Gerhart. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.